It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
Every Thursday morning, we connect with Frosty of Frost Farms in Town Hill. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Boy, last Friday, you had your Monarch Butterfly release event, and we heard from people who loved it.
Yeah, it was a really good time, actually. It was a really nice, perfect day for it. It wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold. We had a great turnout. Everybody had a lot of fun. We had our first ever scavenger hunt, which that actually turned out to be really popular.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, it was a good time. It really was.
Well, excellent. Paul's got something going on with his cherry tomatoes.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's probably just part of the deal of having cherry tomatoes, but I've noticed, is it me or once they start splitting, even, and I've been very consistent with watering, but once they start splitting, it's sort of like I've crossed the line. They're going to keep doing that. They're getting smaller, but anything can I do to stop it?
Not really. Sadly, the season does come to an end at some point, Paul. And you just have to look forward to next year. But I think tomatoes, they don't ripen. Once the temperatures start cooling off, like when you start getting below like 50 or so, they stop kind of ripening up.
Okay. We've had a night or two in the upper 40s at my house. So, okay. Yeah. All right.
All of a sudden, it's kind of turning into fall.
Yeah.
To say it. I don't know if people want to hear that or not, but...
All right, well, at least I know that, hey, that's just part of the cycle. So it's funny, the ones that don't split when I pull them off, they'll split when I'm pulling them off. And then the other challenge we have for those of us that have them at home, if you store them on the countertop and they even split after you've put them in there, then the fruit flies go crazy.
Yep, exactly. Right. Well, you just have to look forward to your Brussels sprouts.
They're coming along. I see them all now. They're tiny, but I have 5 or 6 big plants, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they will do in the next month or two.
Yep, you'll just have to forget about those tomatoes. Move on. You got to move on with your relationship.
We're about 2.5 weeks away from the calendar start of fall, but autumn has already arrived at Frost Farms.
Yes, it has. We are full of fall color. So we've got a great holiday weekend coming up. Sounds like Sunday and Monday are going to be pretty good weather days.
Yeah.
So come get some fall color. If you're going to have a backyard barbecue, it's a good time. A lot of folks have been coming in to swap out their hanging baskets or their containers and freshen them up for fall. So, you know, fall is always a great time of year. We're still outside enjoying the weather and grilling and all that. So,
oh yeah, you've got all the Labor Day cookout supplies right on the farm stand.
Yep, we've got fresh sweet corn in and blueberries and of course steaks and all kinds of good stuff.
All right, Frost Farms in Town Hill. As your attorney, I advise you to go there.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you, Frosty.
Legally obligated.
Yes.
Have a great day.
You too.